on behalf of my wife, myself, and all of the Chavarim, I also want to thank all those who helped in the shul and outside the shul, and to thank all the sponsors and all of the kind brachas that we just heard. Thousands of miles away from here, but very close to us, is the Tzion, Rabbi Shimon, Susi Elena. And I'm sure that all of you have been there, or are going there, or are coming from there. And you know that on the wall, there's a tefillah. It's based upon the Hakdamah, the Likutei Moran, that we've spoken about so many times over the years, by the Hilulas. And I want to begin with the words of that tefillah. Because really, tonight, I'm not going to be giving a drasha. It might sound a little bit like it for a moment here or there, but really, this is all one tefillah. We have to daven. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Yir v'kaddish min Shmai Anachis, v'sina kaddisha. Rabbi Shimon, the Holy One that's awake, who was sent down from Shemayim, v'sina kaddisha, v'sina Eloah, the holy fire, the holy light, v'sina Akira. Atem iftachtem Yisrael, shleit ishtakach haterim Yisrael ayetem. Rabbi Shimon, you promise that through your teachings and your light, the Torah would never be forgotten. And you promised, Kibizar da Yafkin min Galusa, Rachman, you promised that with the teachings of the Zohar, that we would leave this Galus, Rachman, with Rachman. Ba'afilu betoike fa'hastara shebesoicha hastara. Even though we're now in Hastor B'Tzoycha Hastor, concealment within the concealment, V'ikvus Mashiach Abach B'Sayom Ha'ela, these last days before Mashiach comes, if Taftem, you have promised, Shafal Pichein, Lois Yishokach HaTermi Pizarein, that nevertheless the Torah would never be forgotten. So Chevra, in the Schusiv Rabbi Shimon, we connect all of our hearts, our minds and hearts to the Jews in Meiron and everywhere in the world, in Yerushalayim, and wherever Jews are still waiting for the ultimate promise of Mashiach to be fulfilled. In the Shara Kavanis, the Drushim, the first Drush of Tikkun Chatzos, that the Ari HaKadosh reveals that the main Kavanah when it comes to Tikkun Chatzos, the main kavan is the pasuk in Eicha, Zchor Hashem Mehayalon. Zchor Hashem Mehayalon. Hashem, remember all that has come upon us. And every HaKadosh reveals something very, very deep. Zuchar Hashem means, Rabbi Shalom, do you remember? Do you remember there was a time when it was so clear to us how much you loved us? Where everything was Midas HaRachamim, Midas HaChesed, Ahava, Zuchar Hashem Yudke Vavke, Mem Hei Meh, Mehaya, the name Mem Hei. Those of you are familiar with this form, you know that there are different ways to write out the Shem Yudke Vavke. And when it's written to equal the Gematria 45, Mem Hei, Yud Vav Dalet Yud, Hei, Hei Aleph, Vav Vav Aleph Vav, Hei, Hei Aleph, the meal with Alfin with the Alephs, that means Ahavas Olam Ahavtich. That means the greatest, greatest revelation of Hashem's love for us. So the Novi says, Zuchar Hashem, Rabban Shalom, remember how it used to be when it was so clear. And the Shem Yudkei Vavke was Mem Hei was Ma, Zuchar Hashem Ma. But that Simcha and that feeling of Ahava, Hayolanu, Lanu, the word Lanu equals 86. And as you know, 86 is the gematria of the name Elohim. So Baruch Shalom, we're beginning our Hiluli here, far away from Meiron. And we're asking you to remember Zechor Hashem. We're longing for that Gilui of the name Memhei. And we don't understand that it's hard for us that love that you showed us, Hayalonu, has been so covered with Lamed Nun Vav Lanu, Elohim, which is the Midas Adin, with Gvura, with difficulties, with Tsaras. And we know that we have to remember right now, Lag Ba'omer Tov Shin Pei Aleph, last year, we were a few moments, a very short time before we left the home to come to the Hilula. We heard the horrible news of Mahayolanu, of how the most joyous day of the year, of the Shem Memhei of Hashem's love, was in a moment transformed into the Gvuris of Elohim, of Dinim, of Lamed Nun Vav, that the Mahayolanu became Lamed Nun Vav. And Zecha Hashem, Memhei, of course, means 45. We're asking you, Rabbi Shalom, to remember now at this moment that there were 45 beautiful Jewish men, children, 45 beautiful Jews, Memhei, who went to Rabbi Shimon, who went to Meiron, in order to draw down Hashpores of Rachmim, of Ahava, for themselves, for their families, and for all Jews everywhere in the world. And Zecha Hashem, those 45, Ma, Memhei, Hayolon, the Dinim, of those beautiful Jews who were Nidrasu, Venechneku, who were crushed, who were strangled to death against their will by the feet of other Jews, of their brothers. But we have Haftacha also, from the Tzadikim that you all know is brought down in the Beis Aharon. Yaakov referred to part of that statement of the Beis Aharon. The Beis Aharon says, Kol mi sheyesh lo emuna b'Rashbi, whoever believes in Rabbi Shimon, Kol mi sheyesh lo emuna b'Rashbi, whoever believes in all that we've been taught, in all that he taught us, Kol mi sheyesh lo emuna b'Rashbi, yesh lo chizik b'Rashbi. Every single one of you and myself have come together, Lag Ba'omer, not chalila to mourn, to cry. There's no avelus on this holy day, but to remember and to daven Takadosh Baruch Hu in the schus of the Tana Kaddish of Rabbi Shimon, that their families should have chizik, that our entire nation, our entire people should have chizik. All of us believe in Rabbi Shimon, and we believe in the Torah of Rabbi Shimon. And more than anything, we believe in what Rabbi Shimon himself taught, not in Zohar Kodesh, but in the Nigla, in the Gemara, in Sukkah, and Daf Memhei, where Rabbi Shimon taught, Yochel Ani Liftar, as Kol Ha'olam Kuloim and Hadin. Rabbi Shimon says that I have the power, I have the ability to exempt the entire world, all of creation, from din. So Rabbi Shimon, we're trying to understand, and you know how hard it was for us, and it still hurts, and it will never stop hurting until Mashiach comes. We're trying to understand, what does that mean? And if you can, then why don't you? What does it mean, Yochal ni liftar, Esarlim kulum and hadin? Sof kol sof, the Baruch Shalom fears the Velt, he runs the world. And this is a world of Reisha chasucha, v'hadin ha'ira, it's a world of darkness, of v'hiyarev, v'hiyibayker, and of light. And until Mashiach comes, there's difficulties. So what does that mean? Rabbi Shimon, we're asking you to help us to understand. What did you mean when you revealed, Yachal ani lifter es kol ha'olam kuloi min hadin? So there was a tzaddik. He was known by all the other tzaddikim as the Sar Beis HaZohar. Not Beis HaZohar, that means the warden of the jail. But the Sar Beis HaZohar means the master of the Zohar HaKadosh. Reb Hirshel Zedetshover's Chus Yilein. And Reb Hirshel Zedetshover, his Svarim, Ateres Svi, the Zohar HaKadosh, Svi Tzaddik, and the Tikkunim, Reb Hirshel Zedetshover sent a kvittel with a Jew who was going to Eretz Yisrael that he should bring the kvittel and to put it onto the tzi in the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And maybe he shouldn't have looked, but he looked and it said, Rabbi, Reb Hirshel Zedetshover was asking, Rabbi, Ha'im Yofa Kivanti, in the sefer that I wrote on the Zohar Kaddish, Ha'im Yofa Kivanti, are you pleased with this sefer? Talmidcha Svihesh Ben Hinda. And there were many Jews there that saw that there was an arm of fire that came up from the tzion and took the kvittel from the tzion on top and pulled it down into the kevin, under the ground. So I'm only telling that to you because I want you to know that he has very good credentials. And that Reb Hirshel Zedetshover knew the Zohar as well as any Jew who ever lived. And therefore, when Reb Hirshel Zedetshover said the following gematria, it's not stam aremes. That Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, without the aleph, the Gemara is spelled with an aleph and without an aleph, the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the gematria yidid nefesh of harachama. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the gematria yidid nefesh of harachama. Because Rabbi Shimon, as you know, was in that generation that saw, that witnessed the terrible gzeiros, the shmad, the churban Beis Hamikdash, the torture of the Asar Harugei Malchus, the effort, the attempt on the part of our enemies to eradicate Yiddishkeit. They lived, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozor, those tzaddikim lived through the equivalent in our times of what my parents and some of your parents and grandparents lived through, although there are no comparisons. But they lived through that time. That time. Of unbelievable gvuras. And unbelievable darkness in the world. And ir v'kadosh min shmaya kanochis, that Rabbi Shimon was chosen, was sent into the world. To proclaim loud and clear that even though there are going to be difficulties in the darkness of Golus will not end until Mashiach comes, but Yidid Nefesh Over Achman and Anan Mechavivusa Talia Milsa, every single word that came out from Rabbi Shimon's mouth, every single word was Ahav di Escha, the Ahavas Oilum Ahav Tich, Anan Bechavivusa, Tal Yemilsa, my whole existence is Chavivus, is love, is Ahava, is Karvus, and Dvekus Bashem, and Dibuk Chaveyim Jews with one another, with each other. And just as our generation, the survivors came from Europe. And even though the terrible dinim, the unspeakable dinim of that time had ended, but the difficulties, the tsaras, have continued until now. And just as this generation that I was raised in has felt a desperate need for those tzaddikim who speak the language of Rabbi Shimon, who speak the language of chavivus, for those teachers who speak the language of love to their students, for the parents who are compassionate and caring. Because after what my parents and your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents went through, only the Torah of Rabbi Shimon, only the language of Rabbi Shimon can be Mechayim Eisen. And Shimon ben Yochai is the gematria of Mechayim Eisen. Says in Sfarim, Shimon ben Yochai is the gematria of Mechayim Eisen. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai, he lifts us Eilam Kulom and Hadin, doesn't mean that Rabbi Shimon was able to relieve us of the darkness. Although we believe that he's poil unbelievable things in that as well. And all of those who followed him in his ways. Eventually the Ari HaKadosh, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and those tzaddikim, the Rashash, and Ramchal, and the Vilna Gaon, Rav Chaim V'Loshna, those tzaddikim who spoke the language of Rabbi Shimon to this day. But they came to the world after each difficult time. Hashem brought those tzaddikim, the chassidim of Rabbi Shimon, who would revive us with those words of Anan Mechavivusa Talia Milsa, Yidni Nefesh of Arachaman, that even though the world has to go through these dinim, but the Rebbeinu Shlom is Yidni Nefesh, that even though those 45 had to be taken in such a strange way, mamish in that place. And Zecha Hashem Mahayolanu, that those 45 and the Simcha of your Hilula became a Lamanun Vav of Elohim of Dinim and Gvuris. So how are we able to come back here now? And how are those Jews able to stand up and to get up and to raise families after the Churban Habayis, after Rabbi Akiva was tortured to death, after my family and your families were tortured to death? So there's a marshal from Dusha's Levis, Lucy Elena. And this is what I believe, in a very, very simple way, what Rabbi Shimon was poil to patter us up in Hadin. Kedushas Levi says a marshal that there was a person who put a mask on his face and it was a terrifying mask, worse than the ones that you still see some places. It was a terrifying, terrifying, frightening monster of a mask this person put on his face. And he was frightening the children that were there. I guess it was some sort of an entertainment. Whatever it was that the children were frightened, it was a pachad. They didn't know who this person was. So the Bedishim says that there was somebody there who jumped up and saw and realized that it was a mask. And he grabbed it off the person's face and ripped it off his face. And then suddenly all the children who were there saw that it was Yidid Nefesh of Arachaman, that it was the father who had gotten a little bit carried away, but it was their father. So Bedichu was saying, that even though it's true, he doesn't speak about Rabbi Shimon in this mashal, but we understand what the mashal means, and we also believe that Hashem Yisbarach never chalila chalila gets carried away. But we do know that he's wearing a chenata kel mistat there, that the mask that he wears is oftentimes very, very frightening. When I have my glasses on, when I walked in and I looked around, I saw in one gaze, faces of Jews who I love, many of whom I know are going through terrible, terrible difficulties. Health, parnasa, children that have gone away, divorces. And Hashem's mask is very convincing. And because it's so convincing, there are Jews who have walked away, who have run away from Yiddishkeit. So why are we still here? The Shevus HaPleita. After so many years and so much sorrows. We're here because we believe that Rabbi Shimon and the Tzaddikim who followed in his path, even though we don't see this with our eyes, we are able to feel. Kol mi sheyesh lo emuna b'Rashbi, yesh lo chizuk b'Rashbi, we're able to feel the mask of Hashem being removed. Anybody who's ever sat down on a Friday night to learn a few sentences from the Zohar Kaddish, anybody who's ever had this schuz to open up one of the Sfarim HaKadosh, that are all based upon the words of Rabbi Shimon. Even though during the week, even though during life, there are so many times that the mask is hurting you and frightening you, and you sometimes feel that you're losing, Chalila, you're losing your belief in what's behind the mask. And then Rabbi Shimon, all of a sudden, come, Rabbi Shimon, like so many times in the Zohar Kaddish, Rabbi Shimon gets up, and Rabbi Shimon rips the mask off the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reveals Yidid Nefesh of Rachamon Mishaych Avdecha Ritzaynecha Yidid Nefesh of Rachamon. And therefore it was revealed by the Rai Mehimna Ramaskilim Kezoy HaRakia that it was revealed that Bedar Achron at the end of time, in particular our generation, the Saif HaYaman, at the end of time, that we're going to be holding on to the Ilona Dechaya, the tree of life. And that Rabbi Shimon is the antidote to the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra. V'hamazkilim kezoya harakia. We'll understand and we'll know that the only way that the mask can be pulled off of the face of Hashem, that will keep us going and hold us strong, and be Mechayim Mason, and bring us back to life, after so much disappointment, so much pain, so much hestapan, is the smiling face of Rabbi Shimon. You know that Rabbi Shimon, when he died, and he said those words, Shom Tziva Hashem Esebroch HaChayim, the last word he said was Chayim. And there was a fire that was surrounding the house the whole day. And they saw that he was died with a smile on his face. Because Rabbi Shimon knew the Ilona Dechaya, the tree of life, the one whose words would be Mechayim Esim, Berachanim Rabin, and would keep us going until that day when he'd bring us out to the Sefer Zohar, Megalusa, Yachim Megalusa Berachanim, with Rachanim. And he was the one who ignited the fire of the Yiriyah Kodesh, the Baal Shem HaKodesh, and Sof, called Sof, and Mashiach Zidkain. So I want to share with you a story from the Baal Shem. It's brought down in Sipur HaBaal Shem, that before he was known to the world as the Baal Shem Tov, I think you all know that he was an assistant to the Malamed in Cheder. And his job was mostly, to walk the boys to Cheder, to pick them up and to bring them to Cheder. And we're told that it was a Lag BaOmer, and the streets were empty, there were no children on the streets, because there had been a pogrom in the neighboring village, and the Cossacks were closing in. The Cossacks were closing in on the town. And because of that, the streets were empty. Kakozakim poshtu oz al ha'orim chomsu was kol ha'bol yodam. They were stealing and pillaging and robbing and other things. But the women and the children, V'ameivin yavin. Kol batei yirahi nisharu shonim. All the houses of the shtetl were deserted. The Jews were hiding. And many of the houses were on fire. The Cossacks took everything and set the places on fire. And kol ha-yehudim and nisharim nechbu b'maros u'b'boros. And the Jews who remained, who were still alive, were hiding in caves and in pits. So therefore, halimudim b'cheder nifsaku. Therefore, school cheder was closed. And the zimras and the song of the behelfer, of the Rebbe's assistant, and the hayaladim and the children was silenced. In a different way, we went through that kufa 2 years ago, that silence. We didn't hear the alibis and the songs coming from the schools, from the yeshivas. And the streets were empty. A different enemy, but the streets were empty. And gamak doidim, gamak tan mesich was daitim yom lam goyimer. The parents and the adults forgot altogether that it was Lag BaOmer. There was such a heaviness and fear. And they were hiding. And Libam Nishba Bekirbam Mipachad Vitzah. There was one Jew in the village. You remember what the Baal Shem Tov's father told him before he died, right? Not to be afraid of anybody, only Hashem is born. So there was one Jew in the town. Of course, he was also tzibrochen over what had happened and what was happening. The Baal Shem HaKadosh felt a terrible weight of golus. And Tzoros Yisrael HaRabbis. And he had the most sensitive heart. And who more than the Baal Shem felt the pain of all the tzoros that they were going through. The Dam HaYehudi and Jewish blood, Hanishbach Kamayim, the Jewish blood was flowing in the streets like water. Kol Eilehem Chevli Mashiach. And how much we have to go through till Mashiach comes. HaChoshech Mizgabel Lefnei Boi Ha'or HaGadol. The darkness that's in the world before the great light of Mashiach. Libay Dover LaSimcha Shenishbisa. You know, last Lag BaOmer, if we heard the news, so there were a few people who called me who thought maybe we should cancel the Hilula. And those who called, remember that I said that the Hilula is going to be twice as strong as it ever was in the past. The way of the Baal Shem HaKadosh is that he was afraid, Shasimcha Nishbasa, what's going to be with Lag BaOmer? What's with the Simcha of Lag BaOmer? Lag BaOmer is not only a response or a feeling when it's a good day, happy day, that we're happy. Lag BaOmer is a weapon that we have to destroy the misery of this world, to bring us closer to Mashiach. It's our weapon. Every dance, every song. And the Baal Shem's heart was broken because every year in Lag BaOmer he would take the children, the little boys, and he would go for a shpatzir. He would take them out for a little tiyul, as was the custom. That they would go for a walk by the countryside and he would sing with them. Why shouldn't the children have a Lag BaOmer? Halach Rabbi Yisrael Alamaris Vilabaris. Rabbi Yisrael the Baal Shem knew the hiding places, he knew the bunkers, the caves, and he went to find the children. Vizier says, Hilodim Lag BaOmer, Hayom Lag BaOmer, Hayant is Lag BaOmer. Kindlech is Lag BaOmer today. Ho you are kol mistaklum boy. Everybody was staring at him. Utmeyim. Mahaisa kavanas dvarv bar Lag BaOmer. What's he talking about? Lag BaOmer. He ma'omer lo haitzi yasei lodom le tiul. Kamei b'shar ha-shanim. Does he think he's going to take the kids out of the bunker, out of the cave, and go walking around? There are Cossacks all over the place. And he's going to take them for a walk? Lag BaOmer? The Baal Shem didn't answer anything. He came with a bag filled with little bows and arrows, as is the custom. Remember, Lag BaOmer is the weapon of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the patros up Min Hadin. And he came with a bag filled with a little wooden toy bows and arrow. K'tanim shel eitz. V'noisim b'yad kol yelad v'yelad. And he gave every child a little bow and arrow. We should have brought the hand out. Maybe that's the prize that Yaakov Zolder was talking about. Kids wouldn't settle for that nowadays. Yachdav neitzei v'natzor ba'ad ha'arigis. He said, Kinloch, let us go out together and stop this gzera and get rid of the Cossacks. Let's take our bows and arrows and let's go fight against the Cossacks. B'tchila sovra'arim. The parents first thought, they first thought that he was coming to entertain him. This was like a spiel. That this Rebbe's helper had gone mad, or he was just making some fun or some jokes to cheer the kids up. And that he gave them these little bows and arrows. And he was joking. But the Baal Shem Tov wasn't joking. He grabbed the kids' hands. To pull them out from their hiding places. He died till the parents thought he had lost his mind. And they tried stopping him. But you couldn't stop the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And he promised them. And for some reason, they believed him and they were right. That nothing will happen to the children. And it says in the end of the story that the children went out and they were breathing the air. They hadn't been out in a long time. Sounds familiar. They hadn't been out in a long time and they were enjoying the outdoors. And they loved the light. Hazoya that was shining. The Zohar, the light that was shining. Misoviv around them. And the Baal Shem took them fearlessly through fields and forests. Ureiza pel, I feel a Cossack echad lepogshu bedarkam. That one Cossack came to them. Rabbi Yisrael nosn ois v'chol ha'yilodim nosnu as kolam. The Baal Shem Tov made a signal, and all the children began to sing. Koloseim es arvu bekolos tzufa hitzaparim, and the sounds of the children joined together with the chirping, the songs of the birds. Umilu es cholol ha'olim goyvina. And filled the entire world with song. Kol ha'yikum zimer achareim. All the animals were singing. The whole world was singing milamalu milamata. And the malachim above, and all of creation below. Me'abaruchei sa'olam. Me'naharim v'hagvois. Me'na'amokim v'hagei esparo ha'zimra. The song came from the highest places and the lowest places. Anfi hilonis, all the branches and the trees, all the flowers. Hashemayim imal v'adomim itachas. From the highest place to the lowest place. Ha'akol ha'yashar u'mezamer v'akol na'as ha'yofiz ha'lazeh. Me'oz posko ha'herigin. From that time, the pogrom ended. Ha'chomas v'ha'gezel, and the pillaging stopped. So B'Shimon, we're trying our best to believe in you and what you taught. And we're trying to do our best to pull the mask off of Hashem's face and to see the smiling face of Yidid Nefesh of Rachamam. And we're asking, and we're davening to Hashem, Aken Bosi Ka'ani BePesach, Rosh Dal VeEvyon, Nagu Mu'una, with all of our faults and all of our injuries and all of our wounds and all of our blemishes, Mebulbol Meturaf Ani VeKayev, impoverished and in pain, Litzoyk Lizoyk Lifnei Hadras Kedushaschem, and we're calling out to you, the tzaddikim who are buried in Meron, and to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi. Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Ufarashav, Nihir the Batsina the Araisa, Ura Lama Sishan. Wake up, why are you sleeping? Eich Tuch Elizabeth Tsarus Yisrael. How can you go on and bear the Tsarus of the Jewish people? Kum Vesayrim Kol Tzadik Emes. Get up, together with all the Tzadikim. Hakitsu Veranenu Shoich Ne'of. As it says in Pasuk, Hakitsu Veranenu Shoich Ne'of. That all of those who are in the dirt should wake up. Those who are alive and are in the dirt, and those who have left the world who are in the dirt, who are buried in the dirt, to hold on to the coattails of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, these last few minutes of Golus, to pull us out of our hiding places, the places that we're hiding, those dark places in our lives. Not where the government says that we have to go, but where we're hiding from Hashem, in those dark places, in the caves, in the holes, in the pits, in the bunkers of our lives. that the tzaddikim led by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Mashiach Sekein will lead us out from those holes and those bunkers to sing those songs of Mashiach together with Eitan Katz and the whole Chevra and all of the Mezamim and the Mishayrim that Hashem has blessed us with in our lives. And with David Malki Mashiach to greet Bnei Mashiach Sekein. The good of our Hashem, our meat is from heavy, amen, amen, amen.